Wednesday, Sonny.
Happy Wednesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand Women's World Cup tops your sports report today.
Kim, we're going to kick off with Women's World Cup football. The United States will play either surprise package England or reigning world champion Japan in Sunday's final in Vancouver, Canada. In the semifinals, the American women beat top-ranked Germany 2-0 at the Olympic Stadium in Montreal before a pro-USA crowd of more than 51,000. U.S. team captain Carly Lloyd was the player of the match. She scored the first goal off a penalty kick in the 69th minute and then set up teammate Kelly O'Hara for the second goal in the 84th minute. Talk to us about your big game, Carly.
Well, I've just been training my butt off for the last 12 years. You know, these are the moments that I live for. This is kind of when I roll my sleeves up and say to myself, I have to step up. And I think that, you know, with Jill and the coaching staff kind of giving me the flexibility to express myself out on the field, you know, I just need to deliver and in any way possible. You know, tonight was stepping up for the PK. But I'd say, you know, mentally as well, you know, I've just kind of been trained to become a fierce competitor, live for challenges and never quit, no matter what the scenario is.
The scenario in the 59th minute in Montreal was Germany had a chance to take a 1-0 lead. USA defender Julie Johnston misplayed a ball into the box and yanked down Germany's Alexandra Popp by the shoulder. Some observers thought Johnston should have been shown a red card, but she was given a yellow, and up stepped Celia Sasic, the World Cup's leading scorer with 6 goals, to take the penalty kick. She knocked it wide of the left post, though, and about 8 minutes later, the USA took the lead on Carly Lloyd's penalty kick. That also proved controversial. Video replay showed the foul by Germany's Annika Kron on the USA's Alex Morgan occurred outside the penalty area. But as I told Douglas the Mighty Ampuga before the show this evening, that's football. Final score from Montreal, USA 2, Germany 0. It sets up a possible rematch of the 2011 Women's World Cup final should Japan beat England later Wednesday evening in Edmonton, Canada. Japan beat the United States on penalty kicks 4 years ago in the Women's World Cup final in Germany. That was Japan's first World Cup title. The American women are bidding for an unprecedented third World Cup crown after lifting the trophy in 1991 and 1999.
This is the voice of America. Washington, Bamboozet, D.C.
This is Larry Zamuje, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner with VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Superstar Lionel Messi has led Argentina into Saturday's final in the Copa America football tournament in Chile. The midfield magician Messi helped set up 5 goals as Argentina trounced Paraguay 6-1 in the semifinals. Argentina will play host Chile for the trophy on Saturday. Messi assisted on first half goals by Marcos Rojo and Javier Pastore, and one of Angel Di Maria's second-half goals. The Barcelona star also helped set up Argentina's final 2 goals by Sergio Aguero and Gonzalo Higuain. Striker Lucas Barrios scored the only goal for Paraguay, which was trying to reach its second straight Copa America final after losing to Uruguay in the 2011 tournament. In Saturday's final, Argentina will try to end a 22-year title drought and give Messi his first big triumph with the national team. Chile, meanwhile, will be going for its first South American crown. VOA's Jonah Haskell joins us now with a Wednesday Wimbledon tennis update. Sporty greetings, Jonah.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Tennis fans were treated to the opening serves of the second round of Wimbledon early on Wednesday, with several stars seeing action. Russian star Maria Sharapova breezed through her second round match with Rachel Hogenkamp of the Netherlands, losing only four games en route to a straight sets victory, while unseeded American Coco Vandeweghe pulled off one of the biggest upsets of the tournament so far, defeating 11th seed Karolina Pliskova 7-6, 6-4. On the men's side of things, Novak Djokovic, the 2014 Wimbledon champion and the current world number one, faced the aging Finnish player Jarkko Nieminen. Nieminen recently announced his plans to retire at the end of the season. He was unable to keep up with Djokovic's powerful forehand as the Joker won the match in straight sets 6-4, 6-2, 6-3. One of Novak's old rivals, Rafael Nadal, is set to play his second round match against Dustin Brown of Germany sometime in the next couple of days. Nadal lost to Djokovic in the 2011 Wimbledon final. He's recently seen his career derailed by injuries, but after an easy win in the first round, Rafa says he's feeling confident about his chances this year.
You know, I'm a little bit more confident now that was a few months ago, but just day by day for me, you know, and obviously victories helps, and last 2 months, let's say, I am playing much more solid almost every tournament.
Will this be the tournament that Nadal gets back on track and wins his 15th major title? No one can say yet, although Wimbledon title ambitions are already over for one major contender. Japan's Kei Nishikori, seeded fifth this year, has withdrawn from the tournament due to a calf injury. His intended second-round opponent, Santiago Giraldo, was awarded a walkover to the third round. And that's our Wednesday Wimbledon tennis update. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Jonah. South Africa has named a 49-man preliminary squad for two big upcoming rugby tournaments. VOA's Tadi Abeje tells us more.
The Springboks of South Africa will compete in the Four Nations Rugby Championship in July and August, and the 2010 Rugby World Cup in September and October. Of the 49 players head coach Heineke Meyer selected, more than a dozen are currently injured, including team captain Jean de Villiers.
That moment, you know, I've replayed it so many times in my head, and you play it back in slow-mo, and you know, I can just remember that feeling of, oh dear, here we go, you know, and then it happened. The force was basically just too big, you know, for me to fight it, and, you know, the rest is history.
That's South African rugby captain Jean de Villiers. Coach Meyer says he'll use the matches against Australia, New Zealand and Argentina in the Rugby Championship as a warm-up for the Rugby World Cup.
The tough thing now is that, you never want to do it, but you probably have to use a championship as preparation for the World Cup as well. And we've planned well, and I'm very positive, and let's just get to the two, three first games, and I truly believe we'll be fine for the World Cup.
The Springboks will be playing in their sixth Rugby World Cup. They lifted the trophy in 1995 and 2007. The tournament will take place from September 18th to October 31st in England. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm VOA's Tadi Abeje.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a nice photo of USA captain Carly Lloyd who we heard from earlier in the show, being hugged by her teammates after converting a penalty kick against Germany in the semifinals of the Women's World Cup football tournament. It was Lloyd's third goal in three knockout round matches for the USA at this World Cup. Commenting on the Facebook photo, Ibe Okwudiri, writing from Lagos, Nigeria, said, "That's the spirit of champions." And speaking of champions, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for 40-year-old American defender Christy Rampone, the oldest player to appear in a Women's World Cup. In fact, Christy is playing in her fifth, count them, five Women's World Cups. She's the only member of the current USA team to be on that trophy-winning World Cup squad from 1999. As we look ahead to Saturday's big final in Vancouver, let's bring back Jonah and Toddy. Jonah, who do you like? Can the USA win a third World Cup title?
I definitely say at this point it's looking pretty good for the United States. Whoever they end up facing in the final, whether it's Japan or England, neither of them are as good teams as the U.S. is.
And who do you like on Sunday, Toddy?
The U.S. will defeat, get revenge on Japan, because the U.S. Right now is the best team in the World Cup, because they have the best defense in the World Cup and the best goalie in the World Cup.
And in fact, when I listened to the show on Tuesday, I think you said the X factor could be Carly Lloyd.
Yes, I did say that. As she was the one that knocked in the goal in yesterday's game against
Germany. And she set up the second goal, too.
She did set up the second goal.
So we'll see now whether the USA plays England or defending champion Japan on Sunday in Vancouver, Canada. That will be the seventh Women's World Cup final. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, thanking Jonah Haskell and Tadia Beje, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.